The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, it's Lindsay, the client happiness manager and podcast producer here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And I am back with Tracy Thompson, our mindset Jedi coach here. And what I love about podcasting with Tracy is that we're all on the same team at Grow My Cleaning Company, but Tracy, Suzanne, our elite mindset coach, and I are really focused on helping our clients and serving them to the best possible level that we can. So I love doing these podcasts with Tracy because you kind of get an inside scoop on things we're developing and coming up with to help our clients, right, Tracy?
Absolutely. We're always right on that cutting edge, always trying to be very relevant to what's happening right now, what's most useful, what's most powerful, what's going to move the needle the fastest.
Yes. And I'm so delighted that we can share these little behind the scenes and little secrets and tips that we find that are helpful to our clients with Cleaning Nation. So today, Tracy and I were kind of brainstorming before the podcast and we're like, we're going into the fourth quarter. Well, this episode's coming out quickly. This should be coming out October 8th of 2021. And so we're already in the fourth quarter and people are thinking about goals and things like that. And something that Tracy has been introducing to our clients, she hasn't done a workshop on it yet, but it's pretty new and exciting. So we're going to talk about how to use mindset math to grow your cleaning company. So Tracy, I'm going to let you take it from here. Tracy's got her calculator out.
And it's purple.
Oh my God, it's purple. It totally is. For those of you youngins that are watching this video, like, what is that? That's a real calculator. That's not on your computer.
It's not my phone. It's an actual calculator.
Amazing.
This is my mindset math calculator right here.
Okay. All right, Tracy, so take it away. What is mindset math? And yeah, explain it.
So this is a really cool concept because let me just give you a little background on how our mind is, our brain is wired. The reason that so many experts, gurus out there say that math is the universal language is because our brains love to quantify things. We love to measure things, right? We love to see the differences between. So math at its core is sort of hardwired into our brain to be a part of our life. It's woven into our DNA. So mindset math, as I put it, is the way that we regard math, the way we use it, the way we apply it. And there's a light side and a dark side to mindset math. So the dark side I call monkey mindset math, right? And Lindsay and I have joked around that if we had a visual image of what monkey mind is, it would look like the Powerpuff Girls Mojo Jojo is evil monkey, right? Ah.
Yes, exactly.
And so there's the dark side of mindset math. And we're going to talk about some of those examples. And then there's the light side. And I call that millionaire mindset math. So there are ways to use numbers, to quantify things, to use math in a powerful way, either for or against ourselves. And it's super exciting. So that's what mindset math is in this context.
Awesome. So I'm going to not really interject, but what if there's a listener out there like me who was terrible at math in school and the word math just like This, maybe it's a mindset thing right off the bat, right? Like,
right?
Math terrifies me. Like, I dread math, especially doing like budget and numbers that you get emotionally attached to. So can you kind of prep us a little bit for someone like me that is maybe like a little nervous about the M word?
The M word. I love it. So yes. So to speak to what you just said is absolutely true. Math is so connected to us emotionally. We all have feelings about it. Now, some people who feel good about math are like, yeah, I'm a math rock star. I love math. You know, math is my friend. And others, and a lot of entrepreneurs and creatives, we don't necessarily have the same relationship with numbers and math. So <Yeah. laughs> I used to be one of those people. I used to be one of those people that was like, oh, I suck at math. I'm bad at math. You know, math is intimidating. It's scary. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I realized that that became a self-fulfilling, self-prophesying loop. So ooh. I told myself, okay, listen. If I'm going to be in business and I like money, how many people out there like money?
I'm raising my hand right okay. now, Cleaning Nation. All I'll right. raise it for y'all too.
And if you're saying to yourself, I love money, I want money, I like money, but I'm bad at math, those two things don't go together. Okay. Like yeah. we have to create a better story around that. And so millionaire mindset math is something that I want you all to, those of you who are self-proclaimed, so bad at math, afraid of math, don't like math, let's lean in today just a little bit more of, okay, but I could start to love, maybe start like, we'll say like easy. Millionaire mindset math. Okay. So millionaire mindset math is super easy. It's simple math. And you're going to love it when you see how this works. It's going to be amazing. So buckle up. We're going to have fun with this. We're going to have fun. So just start off by saying you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be an engineer to do mindset math. Okay.
Okay. We got this, Cleaning Nation. Let's dive in.
Let's do it. Where would you like to start? Which side? So we have two sides to mindset math. I'll just share and then you can decide.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the math that we use for ourselves as cleaning company owners, right? The mindset math that we use to evaluate or make determinations about parts of our business. And then we have the mindset math that we can use effectively with our clients or our prospective clients. So we have two sides.
Okay. Let's start with a very specific example of what we can use with our clients, our cleaning company clients.
Cool. Okay. So this is a very recent one. This one's super fun. So I did a little bit of research because I work with all of our next level people in the program and our Grow My Cleaning Company and the Clean Profit program. And also the Millionaire Mastermind people. And so this was a really fun research project I did for marketing. So I was looking, I was like, you know, residential, let's use that as an example. You have a lot of women that are decision makers. They're the ones who run the household and they're typically the busy moms, busy, you know, wives that are trying to juggle everything. And we know as cleaning company owners, we're trying to help give people their lives back, their time back, and all that. We know this, right? But how do we use mindset math, especially millionaire mindset math, to help the client or potential client really get it, really understand it? So here's a great example. I did some research and I found a study that was posted on moms.com.
Okay.
That on average, busy moms on average spend approximately 23 hours a week cleaning.
That's almost a full day.
I'm like, what? Okay. So, most working busy moms, right? Mm-hmm. So it was women who also have a job who are mothers. So not even single moms. I mean, like these are just moms at work working moms, 23 hours a week. I was like, well, what a great statistic. Mm. So I did a little mindset map.
All right.
So I said, all right, 23 hours times 4.3 hours in a month, weeks in a month, 4.3 okay. is on average, if you average out the number of weeks, times 4.3 is 98.9, okay, hours. That's how many hours in a month the average working mom cleans house. Then you multiply that times 12 and you get the annual amount of 1,186 hours of cleaning. Okay.
Wow.
So here's the really cool thing. Next time you're in front of a busy mom that you're talking to in a walkthrough, what if you just said, hey, you know what? I saw this study that the average working mom, just like you, works on her house, cleans her house approximately 23 hours a week. Did you know that? And she'd be like, oh, wow. Yeah, that feels right.
Right.
You know, because we all kind of sense it, but it's kind of cool when you quantify. See, our brains yes. love quantification. So then you say, you know, what was, if you had a dollar figure, if you could put a dollar figure on the value of your time, and most women are like, you throw out a number, say, you think it would be $100 an hour? You think what you do in a day is worth $100 an hour? And she'd be like, no woman is going to go, oh no, I think I'm only worth $10. You know, of course, every woman's going to go, yeah, at least.
Exactly.
At least, right? And you go, okay, all right. So 1,186 hours a year. Let's do that mindset math times 10. That's $11,860 worth of your time on cleaning.
Wow.
And what if you could pay someone, $32, $33 an hour to do that same job? Do you see what I'm saying? So, so you're like, right? So you kind of go, in relationship to the time, the value you put on your time.
Exactly.
Versus somebody else doing that, what that would mean to you. What would it mean to you to get not just the almost $12,000 worth of your time back, but literally what would you do with that time? Yeah. And so you have this rich dialogue, this mindset, millionaire mindset, math conversation with a prospective client. And all of a sudden she's like, yeah, my time is worth a lot.
Exactly. So a couple of ideas I have, like, as you're talking about this, some ideas I have are that, well, number one, how you quantify that is amazing because it immediately gets my mind thinking of like, wait, I would only have to spend this much money to get all that time back with my family. I can take the kids, I can spend more time with them, spend more time with my spouse. Like, first of all, that's amazing. Second of all, it's something we see in Cleaning Nation a lot is when you talk to the wife, oh, I gotta check with my husband, right?
Right
there, she can take those facts. She can repeat that. I mean, that's valuable to her. Like, did you know?
I'll even write it down for you.
Yeah,
look, honey, this is how much my time is worth and how much of it I've been wasting on cleaning.
Exactly. So it's just, it kind of clicked in my mind. I was putting myself in the place of that client and just being like, oh, I would totally take that to my hubby. I would be like, can you believe this?
Look, honey, this makes total fiscal sense. Yes. And it just does not make financial or otherwise sense for me to be doing a $30 an hour job when clearly I am worth at least $100 an hour. What I do,
so
right?
Good.
And so, you know, it's just such a cool way to use simple math. This is arithmetic. It's simple.
That wasn't scary at all.
No.
That was no algebra. There was no solve for X. Okay. I feel better now, Tracy. So so that is such a good example. What about the other side of it that you mentioned? I believe you said running the business, how the business are the cleaning company owners' business themselves.
Yes.
Let's expand on that.
So this is super fun. So there's So, Lindsay, I know, we know that there's a lot of listeners out there right now in Clean Nation that are still cleaning. Okay. Yes. They run their business, but they are still cleaning themselves. Okay. So it's easy as owners to kind of get spun up in our head over hiring a cleaner to take our place, for example, right? What's the value, the real value of a cleaner versus your value as an owner? So this is really similar to the working mom and evaluating her time. So I did this with one of our next level members recently. I asked her, as an owner of a cleaning company, what's your highest value activity? What brings the most value and generates the most money for your business? And she's like, she kind of gave me all these answers. And I'm like, no. Like, she's like, well, you know, when I go out and I supervise cleaning, I'm like, no. She's like, well, when I do the books, no. Mm. When I do the scheduling, no. Finally, she got to, oh, when I make sales, when I make sales or I'm supervising the sales and marketing process, because that directly increases revenue and value to my company. I said, okay, so if you spent an hour selling, right, the value of your client, this is mindset math, y'all, so pay attention, it's super simple. Calculating the value of a client, one client. Let's say you're in residential and the value of one client is $400 a month. Okay.
Okay.
Times 12. This is simple math. $4,800 a year value just for one client. And if you spent 30 minutes getting one client, that's half of an hour. You multiply that times two, it's $9,600 to your top line revenue annually for 1 hour of your work. What is that worth if you're paying yourself per hour, right? So she said, gosh, I think my time's worth at least $100. I'm like, is that all? Are you sure? She's like,
are you sure?
Oh no, I would pay myself $150 an hour. I'm like, great. Okay. So your top level per hour rate value to your business is when you're generating revenue or contributing to that. So $150 an hour. I'm like, all right, keep that in mind. Now we're going to do a different set of mindset math.
Okay.
How do you determine the value of a cleaner if you hire a cleaner in your business? And I said, here's the simple math. Ready? You take the average hours that your cleaner would work in a week. And she said 25. Okay, 25, not 40. Okay, listen, everybody. Nobody hire a cleaner full-time. Mike talks about this all the time. It should always only ever be part-time. So fully employed part-time cleaner, 25 hours. Okay. And I said, now you multiply times the payroll amount that you pay that person per hour. And she said that's $16. Now yours and your state may be different. Remember, it's wage plus the payroll taxes, insurance, all that. So it's usually at least a dollar or two higher, maybe more, for payroll. So payroll is $16 in this example, she said. 25 hours times $16 equals $400 a week. You multiply that times 4.3 weeks. Remember, we use that example. That's $1,720 in a month of what you would pay this person. You multiply that times 12 months. That's $20,640. Okay, now wait for it. That's how much you pay that person. And then you multiply 20,640 times two, because remember, your cost of goods sold, that's what you pay them, is half of your revenue. So times two is $41,280 for one cleaner. So one cleaner represents $41,000+ to your business, to bring into your business, while you're freed up, okay, you're freed up to do your $150, $200 an hour big brain owner work to bring in value into the business. Do you see how that works? You're like, what?
For those of you just listening, I did like the emoji with their head exploding motion. So really, Tracy, to sum it up, I mean, it's really about time and money leverage too. You're really stepping back and looking at your worth per hour, what an employee would do, and really just delegating it too. So there's a few concepts going on, but it is just basic math.
It is super basic math.
Yeah.
So millionaire mindset math is not complicated, but here's the opposite side of it. Here's what I hear. Here's the dark side, okay. Mojo Jojo mindset math, the bad monkey math. They say things like, but you don't understand, Tracy, it's so expensive to find a new cleaner. It, you know, Indeed costs money. And I have to, you know, the time away from cleaning, because I'm cleaning, I have to take time away, you know. And so the bad mindset math says, hiring is expensive. It takes a lot of time, which is expensive. It's expensive, expensive, expensive. But you know what's expensive? You, who's valued at $150 an hour doing a $16 an hour job. That's expensive. Okay.
Yes.
So if you have $41,000 sitting there waiting in value for one cleaner to represent, to come into your company, so you can grow by that much, would you pay $200 per cleaner to hire them? I mean, that's essentially 1 hour of your time equivalent, or an hour and a half of your time if you're doing $150 for your value. Think about that. When you start leveraging here in your mind, in your brain, your big brain, you start using that math to your advantage rather than letting the monkey mind run you around like a circus monkey, right? You know, exactly. Convincing you that cleaning is your highest and best use. It was like, no.
You know what else is interesting about the monkey mind that I just noticed when you were describing it? And Cleaning Nation, I wonder if you caught on to this too, is that when she gave those examples of what the monkey mind says, like, you don't understand, Tracy, it's too expensive, it's too much time, I have to clean. Did you notice there was no like facts or numbers in that? It was all emotion.
Yes.
That's it feels huge.
And that's usually what they say. It's like, it feels hard. It's it feels expensive. It looks like on my, you know, bill each month, I'm like, oh, you don't understand, I spent $200 on Indeed last month and I only got, you know, four people show up for an interview, or, you know, whatever story, right? It's like, I only hired two people. And it was $200. You were like, wait, you only spent $100 to acquire a cleaner that represents $41,000 of revenue? What? Are you kidding me? That's awesome. And see, they were sitting there going, oh, that's so expensive. But do you see the difference when you start using that mindset math to your advantage? Now you have data on your side.
Yes. Facts, not feelings.
Yes. There we go. Facts, not feelings.
Just had to reference another podcaster out there. All right, Tracy. Well, this episode, I feel like every time I do a podcast with you, we just dig into some really good stuff. And I really hope this brings value to Cleaning Nation. And I mean, even any kind of business, or even if you're a client out there, I mean, if you just the fact alone of how you can save time and be with your family, I mean, that's huge. So I really hope, Cleaning Nation, you got something out of this today, you can work on your millionaire mindset
with math.
Math. Yeah. Don't forget. Yeah. With the math part of it. And if you like what you're hearing here and you like what Tracy and I are offering, I just ask that you just check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com. There's actually free training there that Mike offers that you can, it's on-demand training, goes into even more depth about strategies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And you can actually book a call with one of our coaches at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Tracy, I'm going to let you close this out today. Any last words for Cleaning Nation?
The only thing I want to leave you with today is give it a moment and think about how you've been regarding certain parts of your business, like hiring as an example. And we all know it's challenging right now, depending on when you're listening. It's hard right now. It is, but totally worth it when you start using mindset math. So take a moment today and do your own calculations. Figure out what the value of one cleaner would be to your business, and then do something. Get into action. Do something about it.
All right, Cleaning Nation, there you have it. Tracy, now we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.